just letting it play, bro. just let it play. All right, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We are back. Covering all of North Alabama, solid, conservative, and just plain right. I'm switching gears. Next round of the Triple Dipper is about to start. But before I do that, I got to tell you, listen, I know that those of you who listen to the show pretty regularly, you know that I'm a veteran. My monologue today, I had some discussion there about some time I spent in the military. But the reality is this, I'm very prone to lean towards veterans' issues. And when I started hearing, like many of you, all of these water contamination case things at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, I thought, what is going on? I mean, is this real? Commercials on TV, they're on the radio, they're popping up on my internet, they're all over the place. Well, so I called some friends of mine, the law firm Riley and Jackson down in Birmingham. I know these folks personally. I've worked with them on cases before. We fought together for issues before. Riley and Jackson's a statewide law firm. They work out of Birmingham, but they cover the whole state, and they've got like 5 lawyers working on this very issue. So I said, what's the deal? And they laid it out for me that literally it's been proven the water was contaminated at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and there are like 19 major illnesses, cancers and all, that have been attributed to that contamination. So here's the thing, y'all. If you were ever at Camp Lejeune for any period of time, I don't care if you were just there on TDY, if you were visiting for a period, if you were there for training, or if you were permanently stationed there as a dependent or as a military member from 1953 to 1987, 1953 to 1987, you may sure enough have a claim. You ought to call them. Riley and Jackson, here's their phone number. You ready? 205-879-5000. That's 205-879-5000. They told me they've gotten quite a few calls from Right Side Radio, and I'm glad. But yeah, Riley and Jackson, they won't charge you for the call. They won't charge you anything unless they get a claim, an award for you on your claim. So call them at 205-879-5000 and tell them you heard about it on Right Side. All right, listen, we're going to move to number 2 on the Triple Dipper. I'm going to spend a little time here. I don't know if I can even unpack this entire topic before we get to Grand Council at the top of the hour, but I'll do what I can. But yeah, immigration hypocrisy. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing how they want us to believe that the border is secure? And yet they also want us to believe that the bleeding heart liberals who claim that they're sanctuary cities, and it's just, you know, if you were here, illegal aliens, we would take care of you. We would provide, they are always welcome here in our community. Until they get a busload, then they're freaking out. I mean, what happened this past couple weeks has really driven it to the forefront. And I tell you what I'm thinking is genius about this is everybody's talking about it now. I saw a poll earlier. I think Charlene sent it to me. They said that for the first time that immigration is one of the top trending search topics on all the major search engines. That right there is an indication people are wanting to know more. It's come back to the forefront. Well, Ron DeSantis has been one of the ones leading the charge on this. Remember, you got that soundbite ready of DeSantis? So here's the thing. Ron DeSantis actually did an interview the other day after he's getting called out by, you know, liberal flakes like Governor Gavin Newsom in California, calling on him to be, you know, like impeached and have charges brought up. And he's got a sheriff in Texas is going to investigate him because he shipped people to Martha's Vineyard of all places. That's like saying he gave him a trip to Disneyland. And it was voluntary. Well, Ron DeSantis had some comments to hit back at his critics. Let's play those for a second. Go ahead and play it.
Millions of people since Biden's been president illegally coming across the southern border. Did they freak out about that? No. You've had migrants die in the Rio Grande. You had 50 die in Texas in a trailer because they were being neglected. Was there a freak out about that? No, there wasn't. You've had criminal aliens get across that southern border and victimize Americans, killing some, raping some. Was there any type of outrage about that? No. And then, of course, we know fentanyl deaths are at an all-time high. Where's that fentanyl coming from? It's coming over the open southern border. It's only when 50 get put into Martha's Vineyard, which wasn't saying they didn't want this. They said they wanted this. They said they were a sanctuary jurisdiction. These were people who were basically destitute and then put in a situation where they could have succeeded, but that was all virtue signaling. And not only did they not welcome them, they deported them the next day with the National Guard. Give me a break.
Stop it there. That's a great recap. I mean, he just laid it out. What hypocrisy. What immigration hypocrisy. The very idea that they're going to sit up there safely on their elite, you know, uber-rich island where Obama has his, you know, multi-acre mansion compound with a wall around it and claim that they're a sanctuary. They're a sanctuary community. You can't even get to it unless you fly into the far reaches of our nation and then take a ferry across the way to the island. So what does he do? He calls them. He calls them on it. He takes 50, puts them in a plane. They're volunteering. They all signed waivers, by the way. They got haircuts. They got showers. They got food. They got some new supplies, and they put them on a plane, and they flew them to Martha's Vineyard, and they had a complete freakout. Wait. What are you doing here? We can't do this. There's nothing here to support these people. We don't even have jobs here. The same paper on Martha's Vineyard that was saying there was no jobs available, we're running 50 job ads at that particular moment for anything from people working in restaurants and retail to the local librarian, all of it. Well, this is going on right now. The numbers have now hit epic levels, like beyond anything ever seen in the United States. I don't mean like a little bit. I mean like they have blown out all the records for illegal immigration. TheBlaze.com, dated yesterday, says that Senator Josh Hawley has now called upon DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to step down. So, yeah, Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri sent a letter to Department of Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas telling the secretary he should resign in light of the situation at America's southern border. The lawmaker pointed to the Customs and Border Protection's data. That's their data. That's his people's data. That says that there have now been recorded, with still a month and a half left to go in the year, the fiscal year, there have been 2 million cross-border encounters. In other words, 2 million people have now crossed the border illegally from October of 2021 through August of 2022. It's unreal. It says those are only the official statistics, which fail to capture the many gotaways who evaded detection. After 2 years on the job, says Senator Hawley, you have demonstrated that you have no intention of enforcing our immigration laws. Your intentional disregard for our country's immigration laws make you unfit to remain in the office. You should resign. However, it's not just Josh Hawley. Dozens of House GOP lawmakers called for Mayorkas to resign in a letter this past February. More than a dozen GOP state attorneys general also joined together in a letter calling for Mayorkas to resign. 2 million plus. By the way, they believe they have upwards of 500,000 gotaways. So you're looking at 2.5 million. I had one of my listeners that sent in, I think it was on our text line. One of our listeners texted in and said that he just did the rough math. And based upon what he's seeing in the mere 2 years that Biden has been in office, the United States has grown our population by 1% just on illegals alone. When you could say there's a percentage of the United States that is now grown because of illegal immigration, that is a significant deal. But here's the thing. Here's the hypocrisy, too. I mean, the wordsmithing is out there, man. The border is secure. Don't you know the border? Listen, 2 million people. The border's secure. Well, they're all saying it. I got that soundbite, Boomer, you got that soundbite number two? So listen, freebeacon.com put together a montage. It's a worthy montage. It's a maddening montage. You're going to hear a little beep in it. It's a counter. Every time someone says the border's secure, you're going to hear ding, ding. And what it is basically is like upwards of 17 times in recent weeks that people like Secretary Mayorkas and Vice President Harris and President Biden and other members of the cabinet and key officials have all said the border is secure. Well, you talk about not having a clue or trying to rewrite the narrative or at the very least gaslighting the American public. The border is not secure. You can't have 2.5 million people streaming across the border in packs of 100 at a time and say your border is secure. Hear all the times they had to say it. Go ahead and play it, Boomer.
The United States will continue to enforce our laws and secure our border.
The border is, in fact, secure.
A record 221,000 migrants.
Ah, did we lose it? It's buffering. Oh, it buffered. What in the... How'd you... Was it going to play an ad now? What's it doing? Oh, my gosh. Talk about messing up my show production. Here we have things ready.
Crossed into the U.S. last month.
Our border is secure. We believe certainly that the border is secure.
1,300 migrants a day.
We have taken unprecedented action over the past year and a half to secure our border and rebuild a safer and orderly process system.
This year is on pace to be the deadliest year for migrants crossing into this region of Texas in recent memory.
The border is secure.
The border is secure and the border is not open.
Crossings are still at an all-time high, with Border Patrol reporting more than 1.8 million apprehensions from October 2021 through July.
The border remains closed. It is not open. We are turning away the majority of adults, but
thank you, Presidente.
The border is secure. The border is closed.
So we are offering solutions. That's what the Biden-Harris administration has been doing since day one.
This is worse now than it was before.
A record number of migrants this year, and the total could surpass 2 million by the end of September.
We're certainly doing a lot more to secure the border.
We have a secure border.
And we have a process in place to manage migrants at the border.
A record surge of migrants in New York City.
Over 2 million illegal immigrants crossing the southern border, an all-time record.
The border is secure.
We agree that the border is secure.
Wow. What is maddening. And that was, and by the way, those were all people in speaking in their official capacities. All right. That was, and by the way, full credit to the Washington Free Beacon. You can look them up online. That's where I found it. When I resource the shows, I go to a variety of different sourcings, and the Washington Free Beacon put that montage together. I thought it was so good. It was worthy of being played on the air today. Those were people like your president, vice president, secretary of the Department of Homeland Security, the press secretary for the office of the president, and then in any number of sub cabinet officials, and then repeats again by some of the same players. It's unbelievable. But listen, this is the hypocrisy that we're dealing with. This is literally an immigration hypocrisy. They want to say that somehow or another, the United States is a racist nation, and the only way to fix it was more racism. And then at the same time, they want to say the border is secure, and the only way to secure it is to have no border. I mean, the level of oxymorons coming out of this administration boggles the mind. Piece from the National Review right here. Biden's migrant crisis hits the blue states. Came out September 20th, just a few couple days ago. Says the nation's having a contentious debate about whether illegal migrants coming over from the southern border should be transported farther inland, and if so, where and by whom? In other words, you've got the government doing this. It points out that they get mad when a Republican puts them on a bus, but yet the Biden administration has been doing these dark-of-the-night flights and busings for God knows how long and saying nothing about it. They have to just show up in your community, and you take it on the chin. And you do what you can with this unexpected influx. Meanwhile, Greg Abbott, he calls ahead and says, I'm sending you a bus. Ron DeSantis puts them on a beautiful plane and flies them to the most expensive locale in the nation and allows them the opportunity to go to Martha's Vineyard. I'll probably never go to Martha's Vineyard. But the bottom line is this. The hypocrisy of the left when it comes to illegal immigration has hit new levels, and we're at 2 million plus illegal immigrants just in the last fiscal year alone. Boomer, take us to a break, brother. I ran long. So we'll do that break right now. We'll come right back and wrap this topic up. Top of the hour, we go to one of my favorite moments, the Grand Council. You're not going to want to miss that. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. Continuing this topic right here to the top of the hour is immigration hypocrisy. Immigration hypocrisy. I mean, when leftists get a busload, they freak out. Never mind the fact that tens of thousands come across the border by the day. in Texas and Arizona. More than that, really. I saw an article here in the Epoch Times. Senator Ted Cruz is urging Governor DeSantis and Governor Abbott, go ahead and send some more. And while you're sending them, send them to Nantucket and Palo Alto and Rehoboth Beach. Rehoboth Beach, by the way, is where the president has his beach house. And there was some discussion about whether that was about to happen the other day. I also can't help but notice when it comes to immigration hypocrisy that National Review has an article from 2 days ago that says that very quietly, oh so quietly, despite the fact that when he ran for office, he would said there would be no more money spent on a wall, that the Biden administration is now putting money into the southern wall. Not much. They're just filling gaps. They're doing things that they said they weren't going to do, though. Amazing when you stop and think about the hypocrisy there. Excoriating Trump for daring to spend money on a wall. Oh, by the way, they're spending money on a wall. I got some callers on the line. Let me jump over there. Line one, Jeff from Indiana. Jeff Rowe, how you doing, bud?
Doing great, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, I've got questions on how these migrants were removed from Martha's Vineyard. Yeah. Were they asked to leave or were they forced to leave?
Well, they all got hugs. We saw that on camera.
Yeah, but, you know, like I said, I want to know if there's a precedent here being set that I wonder if they signed a waiver to, you know, that they could be taken off and everything, because if they just forced them off and everything, wouldn't that basically be kidnapping?
Well,
if you're taking somebody against their will from a public place?
One would think.
They've already been told they could stay here.
I mean, what we understand from DeSantis is his folks literally had them sign a waiver, gave them all the supplies and things they need, even got them freshened up for the trip, and then said, and we're going to Martha's Vineyard. They're all like, cool. And they signed up, and they got on the plane, and they flew, you know, basically first class if you get down to it. But then, within 24 hours, they had the National Guard loading buses in Martha's Vineyard going, bye-bye, see ya, Kay. Thanks for coming by. And that was it.
And if their excuse was we couldn't hold all of them, didn't have place for all of them, how come they all left? Wouldn't, you know, if I think they said they had, like, place for 10 people?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't 10 people just stay?
You think
I mean,
out of 50.
You're on Martha's Vineyard, for God's sake.
And you think out of 50, somebody would want to wait tables and live on Martha's Vineyard, I mean, for the love. But, Jeff,
yeah.
It's you know. Hey, listen, I got another caller I got to take before the break, brother. Let me do that real quick, all right? All right, see you, Jeff. All right, line two real quick. Mike from Huntsville. Mike, we got about a minute. What's on your mind?
Okay, fairly simply, you've done a lot of federal stuff, I assume, and you're an attorney. Well, why haven't they filed a writ of mandamus as well as referring to the Department of Justice, the Alexandria Mayorkas for perjury? And also, but why not file a writ of mandamus? You have whistleblowers from the Department of Homeland Security as well as from Border Patrol, and they're not enforcing INS laws.
Yeah,
that's not discretionary. You know, you can't just not enforce and then lie about doing it. There's an abundance of evidence to prove that they are not only dereliction of duty, but deliberately not doing something that is not discretionary to enforce a law.
Well,
and I've filed mandamuses against judges before and have been successful on it. Why the heck aren't they doing that with Mallorca?
Mike, I'll tell you a couple of answers of why I believe they're not doing it so far. Is number one, Democrats are still in charge. They don't believe the DOJ will actually investigate. Number two, they don't believe they can get the hearings done in D.C., not in court. We're talking about congressional hearings. And then thirdly, I think that the court of adequate jurisdiction in this particular case would be the Washington, D.C. federal courts, and they're not going to do anything because they're as liberal as they come.
Not true, because you would have a jurisdiction in Texas or where the failure to imply the laws are within that particular jurisdiction.
Maybe so, Mike. Right. Hey, man. Hey, Mike, good points. Good points. Yeah. Listen, my music's playing. That means I'm up against a break.
Okay.
Got to run, brother. Take care. All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Coming right back with the Grand Council, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, and little old me. We'll be right back.